أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss portion of this ayat and these verses and these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlists, enumerates the various favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had incurred upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, directly addressing Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Amongst them we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fear that his mother had when she had to place him into a box and place him onto the bank of the river. And thereafter she sent a daughter, the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, to keep a watchful eye on him. And in that manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam back to the lap of his mother so that she could breastfeed him. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerated and enlisted those two favors. The next favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا. Musa, you killed a person. And this was at that time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was still living in the palace of Fir'aun. And one important aspect some of the commentators have mentioned is that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and we discussed this aspect and it is an important aspect as a matter of fact, is that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was from the Bani Israel. Fir'aun was from the Qibti, the Coptics. He was original Egyptian. And generally the population was divided into two groups of people. One were the Egyptians and the other was the Israelis, the Israelites. The Israelites were enslaved and then bonded to the Egyptians, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had come from the nation that had been enslaved and then bonded. Now because Musa alayhi salatu wassalam himself had been living in the palace of Fir'aun under the supervision of Fir'aun and his wife, this created a lot of respect for the Israelites and the Bani Israel amongst the Egyptians also, because Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously being so to say the adopted son of Fir'aun, was from amongst these people, and hence that created a lot of respect. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam leaves one day out into the city when he sees a quarrel between an Israelite, an Israeli person, his own person, and an Egyptian, a person from the clan or the people of Fir'aun. Obviously the person from the people of Fir'aun was being aggressive, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam thought his duty to assist the underprivileged, the oppressed person, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in trying to assist his own, the Israeli person, he slaps the person of the people of Fir'aun, the Egyptian, and on slapping him, that person dies. So obviously here, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now becomes guilty of a crime of murder on the one hand. On the other hand, the witness that is there is that Egyptian, the Israeli person, his own community, the person from his own. And to put it into a nutshell, there was no other proof whatsoever. Fir'aun had given the decree, the command, that the murderer should be brought and brought to book. He should be found and he should be brought to book. And on the other hand, only one single witness had existed, and this became a little difficult. The next day when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam goes out with great remorse, with great regret, and also worry about this case that is going to be against him, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sees that Israeli person again, his own community, from his own people, again quarreling with someone else. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is again asked for help from this person, and this person, on asking for help, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam reprimands him. On reprimanding him, the person in front of the Egyptian, the person from the people of Fir'aun, began to tell Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا, that you had killed a person yesterday. Are you going to kill me like how you killed that person yesterday? So obviously in that way he let the word out, and this became a difficulty upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of this, وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا, that you had killed a person, فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمْ, then we had emancipated you and we freed you from that gham, from the grief that you had, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا, and we had put you through many trials, the many trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put us at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is in actual fact the trials that we are discussing at the very birth, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's life was threatened, he came into the palace of Fir'aun for example, Fir'aun also wanted to kill him, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam either pulled his beard or slapped him, and these were the various trials that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَبِسْتَ سِنِينًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنْ, then you stayed for some years amongst the people of Madian. After this murder, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam moved away and migrated from Egypt, and he went to Madian, the place of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam had given his daughter to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and for a period of 8 or 10 years, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in Surah Qasas, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam remained in Madian, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command was that he returns to Egypt, and that is in actual fact that this, the incident that we're discussing, that on his return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him this great privilege of kalam and speech and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرِي يَا مُوسَىٰ, thereafter Musa, you had come back on the qadr according to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, enlisting and enumerating the various favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had incurred upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.